Good evening. The time is 5 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is now in session. I will make a motion for favorable action on the acceptance of the minutes for the meeting starting October 2nd, 2023.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the record, Councilman Foley is not in attendance. I apologize. Councilman, I looked right at Councilman Foley as I said it. For the record, Councilman Gebhardt is not in attendance this evening. Councilwoman Travis has been kind enough to come up and volunteer her time on the committee. PCR 112-23, bid 1, 2024-248, purchase various portable police radios and supporting equipment. Good evening, Major. Please identify and you may begin.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the Police Department. The Police Department is requesting a 56-6 exception to bid to purchase assorted police radios from Cyber Communications of Warwick, also known as Motorola Solutions. Motorola Solutions, doing business as CyberCom, is a sole source vendor of Motorola Solutions equipment, which our department uses. The total cost of the 28 various radios is $92,969.78, and if approved, would be funded from budget code 30-271, Police Communications of Radio.
Thank you, Major. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public? Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Item number 2 is bid 2024-223, crack sealing contract. That is found on page 11. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening, Christy Moretti, Public Works. First off, I would like to request to amend this contract amount to $115,000. So that would be a $40,000 increase. The reason is that with the recent DOT funding and the one-third match, we can get more crack sealing done.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again? I couldn't hear.
The recent DOT funding from the state allows us to do a third more, because they'll reimburse us for a third of what we're asking. So that's why we're increasing the amount to accommodate that funding.
Thank you. So you're asking just for the increase because this is the amount the state will authorize to reimburse us, which is one-third the bid amount.
Yes.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Oh, I apologize. Let me back up. City Clerk, may I have a PCR?
PCR 113-23.
Could you repeat that, please?
113-23.
Thank you. Are there any questions from members of the committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Christy, what was that amount that you wanted to increase it?
$40,000.
An additional $40,000?
Yes.
Okay. And I can't make heads or tails of this bid, and I don't see any backup information in here. So what I don't understand is on the document that you provided, it says that PCRM is $12.47 a gallon. HIMA is 5.87. I can't find any comparative over here showing me what the state bid is. You do state in the cover letter that you're going this route because it was cheaper than going with the state bid. What is the state bid per gallon, as well as per for the HIMA. I'm not even sure what that stands for, but what are the state bids for that? Because I can't find it in these documents that I have.
Our construction inspector did an analysis of the state bid and then compared it to the pricing that Indus was offering us. Indus's price per gallon has been stated at $12.47 a gallon, which comes to approximately 17 cents a linear foot. The current RIDOT MPA low bid has the cost of 30 cents a linear foot, which is almost double the price that we were offered by the vendor that we're requesting.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand a lot of what you said. So what is the state bid for the PCRM per gallon?
Well, it's 30 cents a linear. See, they don't have it broken down necessarily by the gallon like we do. We got a price per gallon and then by 17 cents a linear foot. The state MPA is 30 cents a linear foot. So
if you don't know how much a gallon it breaks out to, how am I supposed to know?
Well, the price per linear foot is more expensive than the price that we're offered. So basically, what we pay for is the material they put on the ground by the linear foot. So we can either pay 30 cents a gallon for the state MPA, or we can pay 17 cents a gallon for the request we're making. I mean, a foot, I'm sorry. 30 cents a foot or 17 cents a foot.
And who is 17 cents a foot?
The vendor that we're requesting, Indus.
And that 17 cents a foot breaks out to $12.47 a gallon?
Yes.
Okay. And the 30 cents a foot would obviously be higher than that.
Right.
Yeah. So it would have been helpful if that information were included in this.
Well, we included the information from the state bid as much as they had available on their website, and I'm always available to answer questions during the day if you'd like to give me a call.
Yeah, no, I've heard all of that, and I've got the emails, and it doesn't always work out that way, because if everyone keeps in mind something, when these things are posted on the Secretary of State's website, oftentimes it's a Thursday. And my constituents, as well as everyone else's constituents, don't always see it on Thursday. So I know I get calls through the weekend with questions about these things. So that formula or that demand doesn't always work out. Certainly doesn't work out for me. But I appreciate you answering the question tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from the council on this bid? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you, Chrissy. So because this is a PCR, I'm going to ask for a motion that on bid 2024-223, crack ceiling contract, that is now PCR 113-23. May I have a motion on the amendment?
Favorable action on the amendment.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor? Aye. Thank you. May I have a motion on PCR 113-23 as amended?
I move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Bid 2024-116, firefighter occupational medical evaluations. This is a rebid. Good evening, Chief. Please.
Jason Umbenhauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department. Fire Department received five bids for firefighter occupational medical evaluations. We're recommending the bid be awarded to AtMed Treatment Center, serving out of East Greenwich, Rhode Island. This is a one-year bid in an amount not to exceed $70,000.
Thank you, Chief. Are there any questions from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Hi, Chief.
Evening.
Chief, I see in the recommended award, it's the AtMed Treatment Center in Johnston. And then on the next document, we have It speaks to AtMed Treatment Center in East Greenwich. Could you explain why there's two different addresses here?
AtMed Treatment Center has locations in both Johnston and East Greenwich. Their headquarters and their main offices are in Johnston, so that's where the bid comes out of. But the location that we'll be utilizing is the one right on the line here in Warwick at East Greenwich, right on Post Road.
Okay.
It's more convenient for our crews.
Sure. Also, you indicate in your position paper that there were five vendors that submitted a bid, and I do not see the other vendors included in this package that we have. Were you instructed not to include those vendors?
I don't create the bid package.
Who does create the bid package? Is it purchasing?
I believe purchasing does.
Is someone from purchasing here? I can't see behind the podium, so.
Hold on one second, Councilman. Mm-hmm. Would you mind please coming up to the podium, identifying yourself?
Francis Gomez, purchasing agent.
Thank you, Councilman.
Thank you, Chairman. Good afternoon, Director. So typically when we have more than one vendor providing a bid, the other bids are included in our package. And this is for reasonings of individual council people being able to take a look at those vendors, take a look at those bids, analyze those bids, et cetera. Over the years, that has absolutely played a role in some substantial savings to the taxpayers. And now we have this document. I'm sure this is just the first one that I'm seeing, where the fire department indicates they had five other vendors. Those items, those other bids are not in this package. So did you instruct the fire department not to include those? And were you also instructed not to include those?
The actual bid submissions from the vendors were never included in any dockets before my time here or even during my time here. That's why on the cover page for this particular bid and any other bids that went out, it says any bid submissions, you will need to request that and we will send that to you. And then we also received an email message from Councilman Howe saying that the pricing sheets are no longer needed to be added to the docket.
Okay. Maybe we're using different words. When you say bid submissions, what has been included in our bid package is when there are more than one bidder, there has always been a list of each bidder's and what their bids were for each respective.
So that is considered a pricing sheet.
Sorry?
That is considered a pricing sheet, and the bid submission is what the bidder submitted to us when we opened the bid. So that's the confusion there. The bid submission is what the vendor gives the fire department, the five bidders, correct? So then we take those prices and put it on a spreadsheet, which was always included on dockets before this. Then we received from the finance committee, finance chair, Councilman Howe, that pricing sheet wasn't needed anymore. That we did not need to include that in the docket. And if it was needed or somebody wanted to see it, it would just simply be requested and it would be handed to them.
So that's why we don't have a copy of the other bids so that we can make it a little bit easier for us when we're analyzing these things if it's included.
And they are available.
May I finish, please?
Oh, I apologize.
Thank you. So going forward, we are not to expect to have any of that backup information.
Not in the docket, but it is readily available when needed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions from members of the council on bid 2024-116? Any further bids on members of the public? Any further questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2024-244, purchase of 2022 Bobcat compact loader model S740. Good evening, Major.
Good evening, Major Andy Sullivan for the police department. The police department is seeking a 56-6 exception of bid to purchase a used 2022 Bobcat compact loader from Bobcat of Rhode Island, located here in Warwick. The spending authority being sought is $50,000. The reason for the exception of bid is that we feel the price being offered by Bobcat Rhode Island is a good value and be comparable, if not a better value, than if we had gone out to bid. If approved, funding would be split between previously approved APRA capital outlay funds and insurance proceeds.
Thank you, Major. And could you give us an example of what this would be used for within the department?
So on the surface, one might think, why does the police department need a Bobcat? However, it'd be tremendously helpful around the station between clearing snow, moving articles. It can move the vehicle carcasses that we have in the department that we harvest parts from. Those more frequently than we wish need to be relocated and moved and parts carried over. It can lift engines into one from one car into another, so on and so forth. Snow removal in the winter. We're infamous for getting our secondhand furniture from various sources. So we are constantly moving things that are very heavy and can help reduce any personnel injuries.
Makes all the sense. Thank you so much. And it maintains your self-reliance considering that you're a 24 hours, 365 day operation.
Yes, sir. It'd also be used to help in addition any on loan to any other department that may need it for a short period of time. We also help remove the snow at the fire headquarters next to us. So
thank you so much, Major. Are there any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you. Major, didn't we just approve not that long ago a new pickup for the police department with a plow?
Yes, sir. That's on. That's further down on the docket. There's a.
It's for what, please?
That's further down on tonight's itinerary. There's a 612. We're just switching the vehicles.
Okay, so that's on the other bid. That's the pickup truck you're talking about.
We did previously get approved to purchase a, I believe it was 2024 Chevy Silverado.
Okay. I also noticed too, I'll just kind of put this out there. In the bid that you put here for the new Bobcat of $100,856, in addition to that price being double the price of the one that you're gonna get, there's two options that were not included in that $100,000 price tag as well, right?
Yes, this one happens to have some, it's upfitted a little bit, I guess, more than a normal Bobcat would be. And that
right.
Bobcat Rhode Island's also given us a complimentary set of forks.
And that's all part of the deal with your
Bobcat? It's all part of the deal. It has a 72-inch bucket, and there's one more thing I'm forgetting at this point.
Yes, a 4K heavy-duty pallet fork frame and a 48-inch heavy-duty pallet fork teeth.
Yes, that's it.
All sounds kind of dangerous, so it probably does belong in the police department.
Yeah.
How many vehicles do you have sitting in the graveyard over there now?
At our headquarters, I would estimate maybe 5 to 10. We have some that are over at Range Road at that location there. We're also repurposing vehicles to other city departments routinely.
And sometimes don't accident vehicles end up getting towed to the police department too? Does that happen?
Yes, if we exercise the salvage on it, which we often do because they're usually rich in parts, that ends up at our headquarters. That's another example of a vehicle that we constantly, not constantly, but we're often moving and moving again just to make space, or we need to take it out to take parts off of it because it's in a confined space. Mm-hmm. So this is when the Bobcat would come in handy.
Right.
It can move them around efficiently.
Okay. Thank you. I'm all set. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any further questions, comments from members of this council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. That concludes the items that were over the $50,000 limit. and or threshold. And now we move on to the remainder of the bid docket. And I will go from the committee to the council to the public. If there is any item, specific item, that a member of the council would like or a member of the committee, council, and public would like to pull for discussion, I'll go first. Item bid 2024-245, found on page 79. That is monthly service and maintenance for composting toilets. I will call on that one. Is there anything from members of this committee? Oh, okay. Thank you.
I'll give it to you.
Item six.
Item number six, 2024-243. Go ahead.
Speed alert 24 radar message sign.
Found on page 33. Thank you so much. Council President McAllister.
I believe Mr. Foley just pulled the same one, page 33, the speed. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. I'll also pull the 2024-246.
That is the purchase of the 2008 HME 1500 GPM pumper.
Yes.
I'm found on page 76. Thank you, Councilman. Is there any other item from members of the council? Councilman Lattisaur.
I'd like to pull item number five, 2024-247, found on page 27, purchase one test cancer screening kits. I would also like to pull item number seven, found on page 69, overhead door repairs. And item number 11, 2024-158, purchase various new police vehicles.
So in review, you would like to discuss 2024-247, found on page 27. 2023-318 Alpha, found on page 69, and 2024-158, found on page 96.
That's correct.
Thank you. Are there any items that members of the public would like to pull for discussion? Are there any items that members of the public would like to pull from the bid package for discussion? Thank you. So we'll just go in order. We'll start with the first item, which is 2024-247, purchase one test cancer screening kits. This is found on page 27. Chief, if you don't mind identifying, and then Councilman Lattisaur, you'll have the floor.
Jason Obenauer, Assistant Chief of the Fire Department.
Thank you. Chief, with this test, I know that in your position paper, you had stated it is believed to be the only blood test available in the USA. Is this something that's been confirmed? Is this, in fact, the only company in the country that can do this test?
It is not, and I don't believe that's in my position paper. Where are you reading that in my position paper?
It's what, please?
I said it is not, and I don't believe that's in the position paper that I put. Do you have it? Show me where you're seeing that.
I stand corrected, Chief. Okay, this comes from 2020 Jenny Systems. Notice of sole source. I'm sorry. I apologize. It was not from you. But they are saying, they state it is believed to be the only blood test available. And you just clarified that, to your knowledge, that's not the case. Is that what I just heard?
Can you reference where you're reading that in the sole source letter?
Sure. Mr. Chairman, if I may approach the chief.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, okay. No, so I see it. Yep, second paragraph. So if you read the rest of the paragraph, it says it's believed to be the only blood test available in the USA for screening.
Chief, if I can interrupt, what page are you on?
I'm sorry. I am, 31. I don't know, on the bid docket. Let me read on the bid docket.
Page 31, Chairman.
Thank you. So page 31, second paragraph, is that it?
So it talks about It says it is believed to be the only blood test available in USA for screening multiple cancers that is powered by a machine learning algorithm built with cancer outcome data from over 200,000 individuals previously tested. So their claim is not that they're the only one, but they're the only one that uses that algorithm with the 200,000 individuals. That's the claim.
So
there are two that we know of. This and the Grail test, yes.
And these other testing labs, would their test results be as accurate?
I believe the Grail test is more accurate as far as from what we understand. It's a little more specific than this one.
And the thing that I'm confused with is you're looking for this testing to be done biannually, correct?
Correct. So the contract requires us to do it every 2 years, and the first one to be completed by the fall of 2023.
But isn't biannual twice a year?
I think that's biannual.
Right. That's what this says. It says screening to all employees on a biannual basis.
So it's going to be done every other year by contract. I'm not an English major, but I believe the hyphen is the difference.
I was confused with that as well. And I looked up the definition, and the definition says biannual is twice a year. I was under the same impression as you. Biannual means like every other year.
So I quoted that out of the contract, I believe. So I know it's every other year.
Okay.
That's the way that it was intended in the contract.
All right.
The way it's interpreted.
This will be a once a year test, because then that you just answered my next question problem is with 213 tests doing it biannually, that comes out to 60,000, not 30,000.
No, we're going to do this once this fall, and we won't do it again until the fall of 2025.
Okay. Thank you for that. This test is, and I understand the necessity for it, the rationale and the reasoning. Is this going to be something that is mandatory for every firefighter that they must take this test, or is this going to be similar to the medical evaluations where it's voluntary, they can take it or not take it?
So medical evaluations are not voluntary. They're mandated by state law. This test is completely voluntary. We cannot force them. They have the option to be able, at the cost of the city, to be have the cancer screening performed.
Okay.
So we're going to find out, get confirmation from each of the firefighters as to who wants the test, and then we'll order that amount of kits. The price that I gave you, the $30,000, would be the most that we would spend. That would be the upper limit.
So you're basing your request I know some people terminology conservative differently, but you're playing it on the safe side. You're saying that, you know, we're going to assume every firefighter is going to require this test, which is a fair assumption. Okay.
Correct. We don't want to say worst case scenario, because I don't want to use that terminology in this case.
That's why I said a fair assumption.
Correct.
At the end of page 29, which is the quote from one test, it has additional services, MD integration, telemedicine services, $15 a person, phlebotomy, blood draw services, $65 an hour. Do you anticipate any of that having to be done?
No, we don't require any of that stuff. So the way that we've formulated this is that we are going to do it in coordination with our medical exam. And that's why we held off on rebidding the medical exam. So we put in the specifications for those occupational evaluations that they also draw the blood for this screening if requested. So we don't need to do any of the processing work. The AtMed Medical, who's going to do our medical exams, is going to draw those additional blood samples for us and process those samples.
Okay. And the last question, and I ask it every time these issues come up, has the fire department ever approached, in our case, I believe it's the trust that has our healthcare now, approach them to give us a cost of including this in our healthcare coverage? I don't understand why these items, the medical examinations that are required for the firefighters, in this case here, the cancer screening tests that are contractually required, I don't understand why that isn't included in our healthcare premium.
That would be outside of my authority to speak directly to the trust about healthcare issues. I believe that would fall more on personnel or the administration.
So to your knowledge, and I don't mean this from a critical point either, to your knowledge, the fire department has not requested through the administration to get this coverage provided?
So I believe we have a paper or a position statement from Blue Cross Blue Shield back dated in probably 2019, 2020, that specifically states that required occupational medical evaluations are not included as part of the healthcare package for individuals. Mm-hmm. And that's when we went through a several years of we didn't have this bid in place because of the questions surrounding that. That's the final statement that actually ended that practice and started us to be able to bid this and resume those required examinations.
Sure. Well, you know, I would like to suggest that the next time the plans come up for negotiations, that this subject is broached and that the healthcare provider, whether it be Blue Cross or anyone, be required to provide an alternate pricing structure for this coverage. Coverage that's very necessary and needs to be paid for. Thank you. Thank you, Chief.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Any questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Next is bid 2024-243. Speedy Alert 24 radar message sign, and that is requested by Councilman Foley. And if I may have the major introduce himself, and then Councilman, you have the floor.
Major Andy Sullivan, Warwick Police Department.
Thank you, Major. Just quick question. Do we currently have these type of signs in the city?
We have two message boards that also do radar. They're merely kind of awareness boards, more than they're not used for enforcement.
So are these the sleds or are these the ones on the telephone poles?
No, right on the trailer. This is a trailer type that you might see out on the side of Narragansett Parkway or wherever.
Yep. Across from my house.
Right there,
for
yes.
The last month. All right, thank you very much. That's my only question.
Thanks.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the committee? Council President McAllister.
Thank you. Good evening, Major.
Good evening.
We see them around the city. Can you just explain exactly what they do? The fact that they're on the trailer, they can go to different neighborhoods and stuff like that. Every council person gets calls about speeding in the neighborhoods and different things like that. Are these like some of the previous ones we had before that can also record and help with data and stuff when we're doing the traffic studies?
Yes, that's it can collect data on speeds and average speeds and so on and so forth. Again, it's not a covert enforcement tool. It's merely a public advisory tool just to remind people to slow down, but it does collect data for statistics to see if there really is a problem in that area or if it's possibly overreported by local residents.
Yeah, no, these are very important. Just like you said, we understand that you put it out there. People will slow down because they'll see it and they under it. But just the data that you get from it, you know, everybody thinks their street is the busiest street in Warwick. And you can say, well, we had it out there for X amount of days and this is how many go. And even had, I've seen them on the reports before, you know, the average speed, the highest speed, the lowest speed and different things like that. So these are good. We love that they can get around and on the trailers. Unfortunately, I know in past years, you know, we've had accidents with them, people crashing into them and stuff like that.
Yes.
So hopefully not. But I just wanted to point that out, that it's not just a messaging thing, that it also provides data and information and we can get them around the entire city because, you know, speeding in the neighborhoods it's just an issue. That we all face, and I tell the constituents all the time, you know who's speeding in the neighborhood?
the neighbors.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to all remember that. So anything that we can do, but these things, they're important, and it's just another tool that's available. So I just wanted you to explain and give additional detail. So thank you, Major.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Councilman Lattisor.
Thank you, Chairman. I also echo the Council President's comments. As a matter of fact, I received about three or four calls over the weekend in my area about speeding. It's the same roads, probably the same people. And I personally would like to see the police department requesting more of these sleds. I know that we had conversations about that several years ago. And if I remember, I think one of the problems was storage of these particular pieces of equipment, as well as, of course, the pricing on them. I think the pricing may have even come down a tad, but these are extremely valuable to all of us. We have 9 wards. It's probably, I don't know, I'm going to guess 20,000 streets in the city. And we're all, you know, having our hands out, you know, we want this here, we want this there. You can only do so much with 3. So I, for one, for whatever it's worth, I would absolutely support adding to that complement of those sleds, because I think they do serve, even if it's temporary, they do serve a purpose on slowing some of these people down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further comments, questions from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions or comments from members of the public? Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is, thank you, Major. Bid 2023-318 Alpha, overhead door repairs and replacement. This has been requested by Councilman Lattisor. Christy, after you introduce.
I'm all set on that, Chair.
You're all set? Are there any further, since I called it, I'm just going to go through the, are there any questions, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Next is bid 2024-246, purchase 2008 HME 1500 GPM pumper. This is requested by Councilman Ricks. Chief, please identify, then Councilman Ricks, you'll have the floor.
Good evening, Chief Peter McMichael from the Fire Department.
Good evening. Now, this stood out to me because it's a pumper truck with, from reading the position paper, less than 100,000 miles on it, 2008. That would be bought from the city of Cranston at $7,000. Strikes me as an incredibly good deal. So I wanted to ask a question. Is there any catch here?
No, there's not, Councilman. It is a good deal. We were contacted by the Cranston Fire Chief. They were getting ready to send this truck to auction and offer it up to us. Originally, they were asking $10,000 for it. We negotiated the $7,000. We do have another reserve truck that we plan on having to mothball. It's got some structural issues that's not worth putting money into, so this will replace another reserve. We had our DPW automotive repair technicians view the truck. It had been, the engine had been rebuilt not that long ago, so it's it was a worthy investment for the $7,000, and it'll augment our reserve fleet.
That's fantastic. Thank you. And thank you for, even though, you know, $10,000 seems pretty reasonable, negotiating, getting it down to seven, and making sure that we have a good truck in reserve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any questions, comments from members of the committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Chief. The next item that is being requested is by myself and Councilwoman. I apologize, Travis. I am going to defer to Councilwoman Travis on this. So this will be 2024-245, monthly service and maintenance for composting toilets. Christy, if you please identify, then Councilwoman, it is your floor.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Councilwoman.
Now, in here it says that this was cleaning for City Park, So are this just this bid just for City Park?
Yes, the three composting toilets that are located near the ball fields, that's for service for those three units.
Okay, and it does, excuse me, it does say once a month?
So we clean them, the department cleans them. They come in once a month and they take care of like the liquid in the tank and...
Oh, all right. That's what threw me off, especially City Park in the summer once a month.
They do that part of it.
Okay. Okay. And I understand that now. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. And you requested that this also have a PCR attached?
Yes. I would like to amend the request for this from a one-year bid to a two-year bid and increase the amount from $6,200 to $12,000. According to the on-site wastewater treatment system mandated by DEM, we're required to have a two-year contract in place.
Thank you. Now I'm going to do some house cleaning real quick. So may I have a PCR from the city clerk?
114-23.
PCR 114-23. The second question, Christy, is this bid is for $6,200, but you just want to increase it, not exactly double it. You want to increase it just another additional $6,000?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to go from 6,200, which is the original, to 12,000. And so therefore, an increase of 5,800.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me 1 second. And what was the, I apologize. Mr. President? Yes, that's 5,800. Thank you. And could you please, the last sentence you said, the 2 years is required, that part right there, please repeat that.
We are required by the DEM maintenance of on-site wastewater treatment systems to have a valid maintenance contract at all times for a minimum term of two years.
Thank you. So I will be asking questions on the information that was provided by Christy. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Are there any questions from members of the council? Are there any questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? So if I may have a motion to amend bid 2024-245 to, that is now PCR 114-23, from $6,200 to $12,000.
So moved.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. True. Thank you. So that would also include, so solicitor, just for, I did not verbally say the 2 years. Should I just ask for another motion?
Yes.
Thank you. So I'm going to ask again for an emotion to amend bid 2024-245, now PCR 114-23, from $6,200 to $12,000 for from 1 year to 2 years.
I move as amended. No, I'm sorry. Move the amendment as read.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
May I have a motion on PCR 114-23, increasing it from 5,800, increasing it to an additional 5,800, and increasing the years from 1 to 2 as amended?
I move favorable action as amended.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Next, the item that we will discuss is bid 2024-158, purchase various new police vehicles. This is requested by Councilman Lattiser. This is found on page 96. Major, after you identify, Councilman Lattiser, you have the floor.
Major Andy Sullivan for the police department.
Thank you, Chairman. Major, this is something that I just noticed earlier today when I was reviewing this. So this 2024 Chevrolet Silverado, am I correct when I say we have not received that vehicle as yet?
That's correct. Even more so, it's not even built. Doesn't even have a VIN number. The UAW strike has basically put that in in a holding pattern for now.
Say that again. I didn't hear that last time.
The auto workers strike has affected that vehicle particularly. It had not yet been built anyway, and then I believe the auto strike started to gain some momentum, and it's going to be a long, long time before that vehicle ever sees the ground.
And that was what you were making reference to when you were saying due to unforeseen developments?
Yes, that and after this bid was previously approved, this various vehicles bid, our fleet manager became aware that there was F-350 on the lot at a different dealership that was available immediately.
At a better price.
Yeah, slightly better price.
Duty truck. You went from a 2500 to an F-350.
Yes.
Works for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Further questions, comments from members of this committee? Questions, comments from members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Questions, comments from members of the public? May I have a motion on PCR 112-23?
Move favorable action.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the meeting held on October 2nd, 2023?
So moved.
I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That's okay. I have two ayes, one absent. The time is now 5:46 and the Warwick Finance Committee is closed. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next committee to meet is the Ordinance Committee, and that can start at 6 p.m. We will see you then.
Ordinance Committee will convene at 6:05 p.m. First thing on the docket is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on October 2nd, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next. Was that? Yeah. October?
Okay. I'm confusing myself. Sorry.
No worries. Next is PCO 2123, an ordinance amending Chapter 48, Article 3 of the City of Warwick Code of Ordinances to provide retirement health insurance coverage to employees that enter service with the city in a union position, subsequently taking a non-union position, and establish at least 10 years of credible service. This is Councilman Howe on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. This would be first passage. And my understanding is that this is being withdrawn at the request of the sponsor. Is that correct, Councilman Howe?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
All righty, so I'll move to withdraw. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So that appears to conclude Ordinance Committee at 6:06 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is the Public Safety Committee, and that can meet at 6:10.
Committee is called to order at 6:10. First item is the acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on October 2nd. Do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The second item is PCR 63-23, Leah DeLeon claim. I just want to make a comment to start. This is, I docketed this for reconsideration in the abundance of caution. And we were notified by the claimant that they had not received notification that their claim was denied or was going to be denied and they could appear. So we resent it. And could you please come to the podium and identify yourself, please? Sarge is not nearby.
Hi.
Good evening. Identify yourself, please.
Leah DeLeon.
The issue or the reason for the denial or recommendation for denial, specifically the photo of the pothole, they could not determine where
that pothole was. And again, overdoing it, I rode out there knowing exactly where you were talking about and saw the area. Did you ever follow up or did you send additional information about the location? Were you notified why your claim was being denied?
So I sent everything to Lynn that I had printed. When you originally denied me, I never received anything saying I was denied. I never even received anything telling me that I had like a chance to appear. I only knew about this time. But I mean, I had a brand new car at the time and, you know, I did send a picture of it. I have it here.
Could you speak into the mic a little
more? Oh, sorry.
That's better. You can bend that down. You can bend that down for yourself. There you go.
So it was actually two tires. I only submitted the claim for one. Mm-hmm. But they both blew out. You know, one I was able to patch, the other one I couldn't. But this happened, you know, right when I got the car that first week. But like I said on it, I was just coming off of Lincoln Avenue, going back to work. And when I was on Post Road, I hit the hole and that's when it occurred. And I immediately had to just drive down the street to Sullivan because once it happened, the tire pressure just kept going all the way down. So I wouldn't have made it. I would have had to get towed to Sullivan. So thankfully, they were down the road and could take me when they did.
Any questions from members of the committee? Go ahead. Councilman Ricks.
Yes.
Thank you for coming this evening. Yeah, so I'm also familiar with Lincoln Ave. It's in Ward 3, not Ward 2, but I frequently drive on Lincoln Ave. I see those kinds of potholes. It was April. That's often before the DPW gets out there and addresses all of those. So, yeah, everything seems credible to me here. I see why the DPW may have initially denied it based on, you know, the photo. It shows the pothole up close, which is a good thing, but sometimes it's helpful to also have a, you know, I suppose for members of the public here in the audience or more likely listening in on YouTube or the live stream. For these kinds of claims, it can be helpful to have a shot of the pothole up close plus one that kind of shows the surrounding area to show exactly where it is. But yeah, looking through the claim here, it seems to me that this was timely reported. I'm seeing some documentation that shows exactly when this happened. So yeah, as I see it, everything is in order here. I would, after, of course, comment from any other members of the council in public, I think that it would be appropriate based on the documentation in front of us. The lowest of the estimates and invoices provided would be $297.04 per our procedure. I would be comfortable in approving in that amount, although the invoice is $1.33 higher.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any comments from the council? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also had similar concerns with this particular item. As you know, I was not here at the last meeting. I did hear about it. And I still do not see a police report included in this packet. And in addition to that, the claimant just stated that both of her front tires were low on air. So does that mean the tire on the passenger's side was different than on the driver's side? They're both low on air. And in this photograph that I'm looking at, I can't tell if there's any damage to the tire that warranted changing the tire. There's no description in here from any professional about that. And the other thing that I particularly object to is in this
claim for $297, which DPW, I think that they made the right decision in recommending denial. But this claim of $297.04, it includes road hazard protection. Why should the taxpayers have to pay for road hazard protection? It's not a big dollar issue. This whole thing isn't a big dollar issue, but it is a point issue. It is about setting precedents, and it is about taxpayer dollars. Now, $33 may not be a lot to some people, but to a retired senior who's living on minimum Social Security monies, that is a lot of money. And I object having to pay for road hazard protection, particularly because there's been no proof submitted that we see that the tire was in fact damaged.
So the tire was damaged.
Excuse me, can you go through the chair?
Mr. Chairman, that's where I am with this, and we'll see where it goes. Thank you.
You wanted to make a statement.
So the tire did blow out. That's why I had to drive down. The other tire had a nail in it. In the following morning, I saw it, and they patched it. And I did notify the police that day, and they said they will not give me a report for it, but it's on record with them.
Mr. Chairman, so once again, the claimant just testified that she had a blowout. You don't drive 3 hours on a blowout. There was 3 hours of time lapse from the time that this accident occurred, this alleged incident occurred at 1:30 in the afternoon.
I went right to Sullivan. And...
Councilman,
hold
continue.
On. Thank you. Hold on 1 minute. So on 4/14 from Sullivan Tire, that was at, the claimant was there at 4:41. That's at Sullivan Tire at 4:41. That's 3 hours later. When I look at Firestone, I don't see the time, but the date stamp is 8/27 on Firestone's date stamp, or at least the date stamp that's on this item right here. The invoice was emailed on April 26th. So I'm assuming that the tire was not blown out, because I don't see any towing invoice in here. And if it was a blown out tire, I would imagine that the vehicle would be towed. And that doesn't seem to be the case. And here we are from 4:14 to 4:26, which, by the way, that quote, that was a quote on 4:26. This is not, as you see, it says down below, this is not an invoice. It was a quote on 4/26. So none of this makes any sense to me. And for me, I'm going to be sticking with the director's position on this based upon all of that information. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hit it. The pressure was going down, and I drove down the street, and they repaired it, and I left probably at whatever time that says.
Okay.
The car literally went right to Sullivan.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the council? I'll get back to you, Councilman. Any other comments or questions from the public? I'll go back to the committee one time. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, based on the claimant's testimony and looking over the documentation, it appears from my review of the documentation that the date and time would on the Sullivan Tire invoice, that's on the one marked page one in the top right, but which is actually the fifth page in our packet. I think that it is consistent with getting that vehicle immediately on over to the Sullivan Tire, and then the invoice being generated at that time of 4:41 p.m., about 3 hours afterwards. I don't think that the tire would be replaced here, a tire that's less than a year old based on it being a 2023 model year car with, or at least approximately a year old or less, a 2023 model year car that was, this incident occurred in April of 2023. So I see it as consistent. I think that Councilman Lattiser does raise a good point when it comes to that lowest of the three estimates, also including the charge of, the charge of $33.45 for the protection plan. So I suppose then that makes the lowest of the three estimates weigh in at $263.59. So I suppose that's a valid point there. I hate to kind of nickel and dime like that, but I think that that would be the amount most consistent with our procedures. So that's all my Councilman comments Ricks, for now.
Are you making a motion?
Mr. Chairman, may we have a rebuttal on that, please?
I'm sorry. Can you?
May I have a rebuttal to Councilman's
sure.
testimony? So, Councilman Ricks, so you're referring to the invoice from Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire is not an invoice. It's an estimate. And Town Fair Tire on Jefferson Boulevard, I would point out, is right around the corner from where this alleged pothole incident was. It's not a three-hour drive. It's around the corner. So you drive from there to Town Fair Tire, which is about maybe 15 minutes away at best. It doesn't take 3 hours to get an estimate. This is also talking about awarding the bid from Firestone. Firestone's appraisal wasn't done until April 26th. That's my point. You drive around on a blown out tire from the 14th to the 26th? I don't think so. Thank you.
You're welcome. Councilman Ricks, do you have a motion, please?
I'll make a very brief comment and then I'll move. So let's see, specifically looking at page five is Sullivan Tire, and that one is an invoice. It's marked as such. That's the one that gives the time and date of 4:14:23 at 4:41 in the afternoon. I do see the other two items. Those are estimates from Town Fair Tire and from Firestone, respectively. And it makes perfect sense to me that estimates can be obtained after that point in time. We often do see that with this committee. So I don't think that, the dates of those two estimates, those don't make any difference to me. The key is the in corroborating and finding the claimant credible. The Sullivan Tire invoice dated that same day, 3 hours later, after she states that the incident happened in her report. So based on all of that, and based on the comments raised by Councilman Lattiser as to that protection or road hazard plan, and deducting that amount from the lowest of the three estimates, I only used the Town Fair Tire estimate for that purpose of determining the lowest of the three in accordance with our procedure. I would therefore move for approval in the amount of $263.59.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The Public Safety Committee is closed at 6:26.
Thank you.
Ms. DeLeon.
Next up is the Intergovernmental Committee, and it is in order to proceed.
one's next? I don't know. Let me. Yep, I'm here. Oh, joy. It was nice meeting you. What's snappy? All right. It is now 6:27 and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the October 2nd, 2023 meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The first item on the agenda is PCR 109-23, a resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Environmental Management approving the City of Warwick's submission to the 2024 Outdoor Recreation Grant Program. Councilman Foley?
I request favorable action. This is so we can submit for grants for various projects within our wards.
Okay. Any other comments from the committee? Councilman Lattiser?
I support it. I'm real good with this one. All right. Again, no arguments from me on this one, Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Nope.
Any questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action. Oh, second.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The second order of business is PCR 111-23, resolution relative to the City Council meeting calendar for 2024. Council President McAllister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do this every year, set the meeting dates for the following year. Just a couple of notes. You'll see some stars if a meeting is different than the first and the third Monday. You know, if Labor Day is on that Monday, we won't have a meeting. We try to make sure that the February and the April, there's no meeting during the school vacation week. So that's of note. And we started this last year. I thought it worked out pretty well. We put the budget hearings on here as well, so everybody can plan for it with plenty of time. So that's why May looks like it has a additional meetings. Those are the budget hearings. And that's all I have.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the committee? From the council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad to see this calendar out and out early, actually. So this way here, I can make sure I plan my next trip to Disney World with my grandbabies, so I don't have to miss a second meeting in my 11-year career. But my grandbabies appreciate it, so thank you all for your indulgence.
Any other questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is now 6:30 and the Intergovernmental Committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next meeting, the committee will be public properties and that can take place at 6:40. We will see you at 6:40.
Okay, the City Council Committee on Public Properties, Land Use and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:40 p.m.
Yep.
First, we have the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on October 2nd, 2023. Do we have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Do we have a second? I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
First item on the agenda, PCO 20-23. This is Councilman McElroy, an ordinance amending the City of Warwick Zoning Ordinances Selco Partnership, DBA, Verizon Wireless, applicant. This is Assessor's Plat 332, lots 396, 397, 402, 403, and 470 Winter Avenue off Loring Avenue. This is first passage, public hearing. Let's see, Councilman McElroy, any recommendation?
Yes, I recommend favorable passage.
This is for favorable passage for public hearing. So let's see, Council Solicitor, shall we move for a public hearing?
Yes.
Yeah, rather move to the full council, rather. Okay, yeah. Thank you. All right, do we have a motion for a public hearing before the full council?
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, that'll be on the agenda, City Council at 7. Okay, and similarly, rather, this one is not on for public hearing. So second up, we have PCR 110-23, Councilman McElroy on behalf of Mayor Picozzi. This is a resolution authorizing a telecommunications tower lease at Clegg Field with Cellco Partnership, DBA, Verizon Wireless. Recommendation, Councilman McElroy.
Favorable action, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any comments, members of the committee? Comments, members of the council? Comments, members of the public? Hearing none, I'll simply briefly state that I've reviewed this packet. I'm sure that Councilman McElroy has been in contact with the administration on this. And yeah, it seems to me straightforward. Is there any comment or discussion from the administration on this? Yeah, seeing no questions from the council or members of the public, do we have a motion?
Motion for favorable action.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there being no further business, the committee adjourns at 6:43 p.m.
That concludes all committee work this evening. We'll be here at the full council at 7 p.m.